This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This hour, we're going to go in another direction. This hour, we have joining us from Colorado is Laura Carno. She's, you know what? Why don't I let her tell you what she does? Laura, good evening.
How are you?
Instead of me trying to get out there and wade through your very numerous things that you have done and do, why don't you just tell us what you think is the good stuff, please?
Sure. Yeah, so I'm a political media strategist here in Colorado, and I've done a number of things on the pro-freedom side. I think the thing I'm best known for is my Second Amendment activism, and that's because of the work that I did in the 2013 recalls, where we recalled two state senators here in Colorado over their anti-gun votes, and when they kept constituents away from hearings and that sort of thing. So I think that got me some national coverage that caused a lot of people to know me for my Second Amendment work. Also an author of a book called Government Ruins Nearly Everything. And I'm also the co-founder of a statewide organization here in Colorado called Coloradans for Civil Liberties. And our latest and I will say most important project is bringing faster training from Ohio here to Colorado. So we are now training teachers and other school staff who are armed on their campus.
Okay. We're going to get to faster in just a minute. I asked Sean Maloney a question before you were on. Looking at what we have nationally going on, since you are a political media specialist, I just want to ask you this question. I understand now why he told me you would be the better one to ask. Why are certain politicians that are Republicans out there right now looking at what happened in Alexandria, thinking the best way to deal with that for them is to put themselves a little, holy moly, we are elite citizens carve out. We can carry in D.C., but only we can carry in D.C. Why, especially with national reciprocity sitting in an inbox somewhere, why that completely stumps me. And I mean, I'm not a media strategist or anything, but I know plenty of them. I have observed a whole bunch of them, and I look at some of their strategies they come up with, and I'm like, wow, this isn't even as good as a game of Monopoly.
No, and it should stump you, especially when you have Republican lawmakers who probably claimed during their election that they were in favor of the Second Amendment, and then when push comes to shove, they want to make sure that they have the ability to carry a firearm, but in D.C., but what about the rest of us? And I would say that Congress, they at least at that ball field had some Capitol Hill police there,
right,
that could respond at some point. But the rest of us don't travel around with a police force. We are our own first responders. So, I'm not just this story, but I'm annoyed every time, politicians say we should have this right, we should have this protection, and you know, that doesn't apply to the little people, so to speak. Remember when Obamacare was first passing, and people put pressure on Congress to make sure that Obamacare applied to Congress as well. That shouldn't be something that the people have to press Congress for, that the laws impact them just the same as they impact us.
So, are they shooting themselves in the foot with this? I mean, for me, right? When I saw this happen, I've been around plenty of Republicans, and I've told many Republicans before. They look at me like I've grown a second head. You know, I'll be like, you know, my litmus test for you guys is if you look at me and tell me that it's okay with you for me to carry a gun, I can pretty much surmise that you're going to be a fiscal conservative, a social conservative, if you have that outlook. And they'll look at me like I'm crazy, and yet I always find that to be the case. Now, you know, for them, that's almost barbaric. But now it's gotten personal because instead of – now, I know some – like Jeff Duncan was my congressman, and he barely got out of there in time. He was the one the guy asked if this was Republican or Democrat.
Okay.
Now, Jeff, if he were armed, Jeff would have chopped that guy into dog meat because Jeff is a – he's not a Second Amendment advocate. He is a gunfighter, okay? He can hold his own. But he didn't have a gun. And I'm trying to get a hold of him because I want to find out his thoughts on this. But the whole idea that we should have a carve-out and – I mean, aren't they always the ones saying we've got to do the people's work until somebody starts shooting at them, and then they're like, oh, no, I got to have a gun. They sort of abandon that facade, don't they?
Right. And you know, I look at a firearm as any other tool that I would have to go about my daily business. From a safety standpoint, I always put my seatbelt on. I have a fire extinguisher in my kitchen. I'm looking forward to the time when Americans think of firearms as just another tool, just another safety mechanism, and not something that needs to be locked down in certain places and certain states and for certain people. And we're not there yet. I think things are becoming normalized, but not where I think it could be. And you know, you talk about your congressman. What if he'd been carrying illegally that day? Would anybody have had an issue with that?
They probably would have had the same issue with that as I did with that Pittsburgh psychiatrist who carried illegally into that hospital.
Right.
And shot the would-be mass shooter that, you know, he stopped his shooting spree after he killed one person who was trying to kill him.
Right. And I look at gun-free zones that way. If somebody chooses to carry a firearm, a good guy, I'm not talking about a criminal, chooses to carry a firearm into a movie theater or another place that's a gun-free zone, and God forbid something happens, and they're able to stop a crime from being committed, they're able to save people, will anybody care about the fact that that person was carrying illegally? I just don't think so.
No. I think they made that guy a hero for doing that, but it shows the folly of the idea of there being such a thing as a gun-free zone. There are no safe spaces. There are
sure.
none.
Yeah, and when I see a gun-free zone sign, I look at that as a place that I am less safe because a bad guy might think that nobody there is armed, and that makes all of us less safe.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that dynamic when we get back. We're going to talk about it as it applies to Faster, because I've asked a few questions. I'd like to see how it's being executed in Colorado, just because if I was in charge of Faster, you can't imagine some of the signage I'd be putting up in front of a Faster school. You just can't imagine where I'm going with some of that stuff. Some of that stuff would be just like a World War II poster. Laura Carno, you can find her at Laura Carno, LauarCarno.com, or at FasterColorado.com. And if you go to FasterColorado.com, that's actually going to take you to, I believe it's Coloradans for Civil Liberties.
Yep.
Which is all about teaching the teachers how to defend and repel against a active shooter, which, quite honestly, we should all want that in every school district, in every state, for every grade. We should all want that. But that's, you know, we're working on it one step at a time. One step at a time, if we can. When we get back, I'm going to ask some questions, hopefully that don't make you uncomfortable, but I'm sort of blunt. So, and it's not going to be bad, just what I'd like to see, Laura. We'll be right back. My guest, Laura Carno. This is Lock and Load.
largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
When you're young, you trade your health for wealth. In turn, when you're old, you trade your wealth for health. AirLife is here to help you save a little of both. AirLife is the top seller of replacement pads for the ElectroBreeze, the Micro Power Guard, the Air Ranger, and many more. ElectroBreeze replacement pads have been tested to perform in all polarized media air cleaners. If you need replacement filter pads, visit us at AirLife1.com or call 800-916-7873.
To you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Frog Lube is both a treatment and it is a lubricant and it is a solvent. And I said both, right? That's because primarily it's just designed to lubricate and clean. But the treatment part is a fringe benefit. Take advantage of it. Check them out, froglube.com. www.thefreesmoothie.com. My guest this hour is Laura Carno. From many things in Colorado. you have implemented faster. How many teachers have we gone through the turnstiles now?
Yes, we just did our first class, and we had 17 school staff. Could have had up to 24 in the class, but 17 was all we had raised money for.
Right.
And just as in Ohio, most schools don't have the budget for that, and certainly on a teacher salary they don't. So we raised money to bring that to them. So we've got a pretty big wait list for the next classes, and so we are back to fundraising hot and heavy.
Right. Is, you know what? Let me look at this. Oh, there. Yeah. If you go to, I'll put that link in the show notes on the podcast for the Coloradans for Civil Liberties website, which has a donate button. And I presume that's for Faster. Is that for Faster?
Absolutely. All money goes to Faster. And if a little easier way to get there is FasterColorado.com. And it gets you right to the Faster page on our website.
I'll just use the links you sent me. Would that
Perfect.
Work better? Okay.
Perfect.
Now, are these all in one school?
No, there were some that are from the same school. Interestingly, one school had just gotten approved by their school district to carry, and so they were excited to have training right away because when they go back in the fall, they'll be carrying for the first time. Other schools had been carrying since the days after Sandy Hook, and as you can imagine, most of the early adopters are rural schools because they're so far from any law enforcement support. They know that they're their own first responders. And everyone to a person was the word used most in the surveys afterwards was grateful that we were able to bring this to them at no expense to them and to the school. And it's, as you've heard before from other Ohio guests on your show talking about Faster in Ohio, it is a physically and mentally exhausting 3 days. And they come out of it really ready to do what it takes if something happens on their campus.
After they take their training, do they ever get together and run any sort of drills away from the prying eyes of this? Because the Faster trained adults that are carrying are not known, right? The student body at large does not know who they are.
Right, for the most part. And you talked about if you were in charge, what kind of big signs you would have up. It's really up to each individual school district. There are some school districts in Colorado that have huge 4x8 signs that say some of our staff may be armed. They see that as a deterrent. Other school districts say, we don't want anybody to know. We don't want these individuals to get targeted. So it's really up to each individual school district, and I'm perfectly fine with them making those decisions locally because each community is different. But the commonality is that whoever in the school is armed, they take it very seriously even after Faster training, and they do training on their own. Looking at the Ohio example, because they've been doing it for far longer, every school that I talked to when I attended the class last year, everybody was doing ongoing training. Some had requirements in their district to do ongoing training, and the ones that didn't have requirements did it because it's a smart thing to do.
Right.
So going to a class once a year isn't the end of it. It's just the beginning for them.
Well, it's a template. And does law enforcement help them out after they graduate from Faster? Do they provide them with a training facility or anything like that?
Yeah, you know, each school can work with their local law enforcement. We did this in Weld County, Colorado, which is about an hour north of Denver, and it's in a relatively rural area. Some of the school staff were from Weld County. Some were from other surrounding rural counties that surround Weld County. So it was interesting to watch the interaction with some of the Weld County personnel, sheriff's personnel, talking to the Weld County staff. And, you know, law enforcement wants to be helpful, and we encourage the folks, when you get back to your school, go call your sheriff, have them come out, talk to them about who in your building is armed. Talk to them about the things that you've learned, so that they know if they're going to have to respond. So I haven't talked to any sheriffs yet who wouldn't want to help. But it is important to put the onus on the people being instructed, the teachers and superintendents and janitors, whoever they are. This is your security plan. You own it. Work with your local law enforcement.
Now, I don't know if we have time for you to get deep into this one. I'm being asked a couple of questions about FASTER. Keith wants to know, he lives two houses away from a grade school. He wants to know if he could be trained as a FASTER sort of auxiliary after the teachers have been trained in the event something like that would happen, being able to respond to, you know, I guess, augment the teachers there.
Yeah, and I'd suggest that Keith talk to the superintendent or the principal at that school. Here in Colorado, the way our law works, and he'd have to understand how the law works where he is. Here in Colorado, you have to be a school employee with authorization to be able to carry on school property. So does that work in the state where Keith is? I don't know, but he should. I would just go and talk to the folks there and say, I'm here, I'm close, I'm trained. Is there a way that I can be helpful to you? And ask them
right.
That question. Yeah, they would need to be in charge of that decision.
The other question he has is, are donations to FASTER tax deductible?
Yeah, that's a great question. So in Ohio, they have that running through their foundation. So they've got full tax deductibility there. If you go to FASTERColorado.com, I'm actually a 501c4, which is a political organization, but I'm working with Independence Institute that's a 501c3. So if somebody
right.
wanted to donate to FASTER Colorado, we have that ability for them to donate tax-free through the Independence Institute. Go to that FASTER Colorado link, shoot me a note on the contact page, and I'll help you get there to the tax deductibility portion. A lot of folks, if they're donating $20 or $100 or $200, say, it's okay, I'll just do it through the FASTER Colorado site. But for folks who are thinking of those larger donations and want to make sure that's tax deductible, I want to help them get to that right page.
All right, we'll be right back. We're going to get into tactics as best we can. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. G-Code, or tacticalholsters.com. This is the epitome of a tactical loadout. This is what operators around the world use. And it's available to you. And the price point is the same as you would find on any of this big box stuff that you find out there. You know what I'm talking about. You find them in every store. G-Code costs the same, but it's such a factor higher as far as the quality. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour is Laura Carno, Faster Colorado, among other things. Now, I know that in Ohio, they tried to get sort of like a standard uniform, couple of things, holster, gun, ammo. In Colorado, there were a lot of teachers already carrying, right?
Right.
So is that something that you guys just decided from the get-go, well, we're not going to do that. We're just going to go with what we got?
Yeah, and, you know, it's one of those day two considerations when we start talking to a lot more people who are considering carrying, who don't have their firearms yet. You know, for the most part, what we found was people who had already had their firearms that they were carrying on campus or were planning to carry on campus. So that just wasn't part of what we were doing. I think it's a good day two consideration when you're looking at demand increasing for people who are saying, hey, we're thinking about doing this. What do you think? And, doing some standardization. But yeah, it's kind of interesting because we even had somebody who had a 1911, and it was interesting to see the differences in how people were shooting, how accurate they were, and that sort of thing. But we'll see down the road what we decide to do on that.
Yeah. At the very least, would it be something where you're trying to find a common caliber so that you can have the same kind of ammo?
Yeah, I think that would make things a lot easier to have the same kind of ammo. But when it comes down to it, and when we've got folks who are already carrying, we felt it was important for them to come to class with what they were going to be carrying with.
Right.
So that they felt most comfortable. I mean, we go through 1,000 rounds of ammo in the class, and that's a lot of ammo to get comfortable with your firearm. But we saw a lot of Glock 43s, a lot of Smith & Wesson M&Ps. So there were some commonalities. Those were the two most common, I'd say.
If I was putting together the gun they were going to carry, would you like to know what gun I would recommend they carry?
I have been dying to know.
I would recommend that you guys go with Smith & Wesson M&P Shields, and I would put a +2 magazine plate adapter on the bottom of them. And that way you have a very narrow gun, but it's still in double digits as far as magazine capacity. Those guns have been used a lot in self-defense situations. They work fine. They're easy to shoot. They're not that big. The recoil's, it's 9mm. So
yep.
It's a negligible recoil. And as far as hand size, right, which in the military they have to consider hand size. So I'm sure with teachers you've got different sized people doing it. And there's going to be some females that might be petite. It
right.
would fit in their hand.
Yeah, I'm having a deja vu. I think we talked about this back in May when I was on your show.
I still felt the same way. I still feel the same way
do.
About that. but at the same time, I know you can't go into detail because the tactics are something that you guys, and rightfully so, we called it operational security in the military.
Sure.
The tactics, is that something that they can work on when nobody's watching?
Yeah, absolutely. There are so many of the skills, even some of the move and shoot, You can practice the move and shoot without shooting, but when they get back to their classrooms and their school building, they can practice some of the moving drills out of their classroom into hallways. There are a lot of different scenarios that they can play with when they get back. And when we look at the non-lethal scenarios we do with the airsoft guns, we put them in real scenarios of different things that could happen on a campus, and had them deal with those. They could do those right at their right in their school.
Yeah. The one thing, do they have communications? I've often wondered about that because communications in the military, our motto is shoot, move, and communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And do they have some sort of a two-way radio or something between them to where they can communicate? Or see, I would think with everything that. Where the administrators are. I'm sure they have some sort of video feed or something of what's going on. They could just about orchestrate a command and control from there if they have communications to tell everybody what's coming their way.
Sure. They certainly could. I've heard some people talking about that in class. I think it just depends on the school and what they've got set up. But, when it comes right down to it, most of these active killer situations, it's one person, one place, and when they're confronted with an armed person, they end it quickly. So there's probably less, they should be thinking about it, but there's probably less need for a long communication strategy during an incident like that. But like I said, at class, I did hear some folks talking about what they have at their school. So I think it's probably out there somewhat.
Well, one thing that, do you know the guys from Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership?
I do, yes.
Yeah. Well, John Adeen and I have talked about this, where we've actually made the statement on the air that hospitals need to adopt a faster program type setup.
Absolutely.
But John's problem, and what John is fighting against right now, what John is trying to get everybody aware of that they need to not allow to happen, is he's worried about a Beslan type attack where it would be multiple opponents. It would be almost like a siege or a terrorist attack, which will cause a little bit different sort of dynamic to come into play as far as the repelling if it were to happen in a school. Now, does that ever get addressed, or is that just not part of the curriculum just yet?
Sure. Yeah, and in the mindset portion, the trainers talk about the different types of attacks and how likely they are, how likely they have been in the past, and how to deal with those. And what's important, especially for folks who've never been through this kind of training, they've maybe seen news reports of attacks and so forth, but the news reports are very sanitized, and it's really important when you're talking about the mindset to make sure that people understand how vicious these bad guys are. Not just the individuals who come in, one person trying to rack up a body count, but how vicious some of these attacks have been that have multiple assailants that have happened over multiple days. And you see the look on the participants' faces when they're going, holy cow, some really bad people in the world. So, yeah, they are taught that in the mindset portion.
Yeah, that's one of my concerns that I have. I'm going to, one more time, let me give out some links real quick. FasterColorado.com, LauraCarno.com, FasterColorado.com. Go there, donate. Got $5, $10, go there, donate. You're helping a teacher get trained. And that means students become safer. That's truly for the children. That's what all the gun grabbers say it's for. It's truly for the children. So this way, it's truly for the children. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. We'll be right back. My guest is Laura Carno from Faster Colorado, among other things. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
When you're young, you trade your health for wealth. In turn, when you're old, you trade your wealth for health. AirLife is here to help you save a little of both. AirLife is the top seller of replacement pads for the ElectroBreeze, the Micro Power Guard, the Air Ranger, and many more. ElectroBreeze replacement pads have been tested to perform in all polarized media air cleaners. If you need replacement filter pads, visit us at AirLife1.com or call 800-916-7873.
We use
cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Frog Lube is a remarkable product put together, formulated. It's the brainchild of a guy that was truly a Navy SEAL. He was not only a Navy SEAL, he was in the command and control structure of the Navy SEAL. So he spent his time doing things, and I try not to make him mad because he could probably kill me with a napkin. And what he developed was a lubricant solvent that works and functions in all environments. And that's a good thing if you're using it on your weapon. That means wherever after you've done that, wherever you go, whatever you're doing, it's going to function. Check them out, froglube.com. Talking to Laura Carno, Pastor Colorado, among other things. Go to FasterColorado.com and hit the donate button. That link will be in the show notes. $5-$10, you're going to help a teacher train. I know that when you guys are getting ready to implement this, that there was a lot of the out-of-town guys coming out there saying that teachers couldn't do that. Since that has happened, since you guys have done your first class, and since it, you know, the truth came out, well, they're already carrying here, so really it's sort of academic now what you're saying, right?
Right.
Did they pack up and go out back out of town?
Yeah, and that's a great point. Here's what was very interesting just from a political standpoint with this. So in Colorado, it is already the law that teachers can do this with the permission of their district. And dozens and dozens and dozens are already doing it, many very quietly. Many were hard to find, but lots of folks doing it. All we were doing at Colorado for Civil Liberties was offering free training. So it was really, it became very difficult for those opposed to this to say anything bad about it, because all we were doing was offering free training to people already in this situation. So they quieted down pretty quickly. What was fascinating, Bill, was the media interest. And I'd had, you know, I'm pretty good at getting earned media because I've always been underfunded and scrappy, so I get free coverage wherever I can, and,
right.
And that's by getting the media interested in the story. So We had some a few TV stations out there, some newspapers, Colorado Public Radio. So I had what I thought was a pretty good batch of reporters out there. And then on day one, morning one, the BBC, as in the UK, the BBC covered it. And yeah. Then all heck broke loose. And we had China Global TV Network out. I did a Skype interview on Scotland this morning, which is sort of like a Good Morning America kind of show. We were everywhere. There was, I'm going to say probably we've topped 75 media interviews between print stories, online stories. Big NPR ended up covering it. And it's
NPR had to be a riot. Was that a riot to have NPR ask any questions?
Let me tell you what, it was a really, really good interview, except for the French people, and you can make your French jokes if you'd like, but they were kind of hostile to me on the phone in that interview. But other than the French outlet, everybody was curious about this. There were some folks who were saying, gosh, help us understand how regular, ordinary teachers can carry guns, because maybe in a different country, that's just crazy. But it was almost, NPR almost looked at us a little bit like a anthropologist might look at a strange culture. But they were, the gal who came out, and she spent probably 7 hours out with us, treated the topic very, very fairly. And she was truly curious about who these people were who would make this decision to stop a bad guy from killing the kids in their class. So, and like I said, I've done a lot of political campaigns and dealt with a lot of media. I have never seen anything like this. It absolutely exploded. And like I say, it's we're 3 weeks now past the class, and I'm still talking to people about the class. I interviewed with Women in Guns magazine earlier today. And people are fascinated by what's going on, and they want to figure out how to help. I had an op-ed piece in The Hill yesterday, and you know, now that we've had more media, I'm able to kind of explore the topic a little bit more. And the op-ed in The Hill said, my question was, who should be paying for school safety training? If state governments don't think it's their job to put money for this in budget, if school districts don't think it's their job to prioritize training money for this, who should be paying this? And I actually make an offer out there to the manufacturing community, the gun manufacturers, ammunition, holsters, you know, the big retailers. Wouldn't it be great if Cabela's was the official sporting goods store of Faster? Wouldn't it be great if Glock was the official firearm of Faster training? I think it would do wonders for how people view those companies, especially how women view those companies. And we know that women are the biggest growing segment of gun owners. So I put that offer out there. How about you guys who have foundations and you sponsor shooting competitions all over the country? How about sponsoring Faster training? And I'd like to follow this conversation and see what some of the manufacturers have to say about it.
Well, you know, the question I have is that for all the money that state governments get, and with the history that Colorado has when it comes to this type of shooting that you guys are trying to prevent from happening again, I would think that there would be a bunch of politicians falling all over themselves to look good and fund this. And that obviously is not the case.
Right. And when we started this hour talking about politicians in D.C. who want to be able to carry firearms in D.C., but they don't want me to carry a firearm in D.C., it's the same kind of thing here. Some politicians fear that some of their constituents won't think this is a good idea and that they will suffer for it at the ballot box. There is quiet opposition now based on what we're doing, but I think the opposition would be a lot louder if we formalized it by saying that this training needs to be part of the school budgets. I agree with you. I mean, the idea of a private foundation raising money to train state employees in a manner of safety that they're going to need in a state school building. It's kind of funny. Why wouldn't the state pay for that? And I think once it's normalized, once it's like, of course there are armed teachers in my kid's school, and it's the norm. I think the state will come around. But until they do, we're going to raise money to make sure that these teachers have world-class training, because this is, as you said earlier, this is really about the kids.
Yeah. When you were talking to all these media outlets, I'm just curious, did they understand that you weren't the only one, or you were just the latest one? I mean, there have been armed teachers in Arkansas, and I think Utah, Texas, Ohio. Did they just think you were the first one to ever do it, or what would they think when they found that out, or if they found that out, were they like, really, really?
Yeah, I think it was kind of matter of fact that we weren't the first ones to do this, and I'm still slightly puzzled as to why they got so curious about our story. If it happened to be because we're the state that had Columbine, a few folks brought that up, or if it was just happenstance that BBC picked it up and then everybody else picked it up from then, right, from them. And, the fact that some people asked about Columbine, I think that makes some sense. There's a connection, at least for folks, when they think about the same state that had Columbine. And I certainly brought it up, in a lot of interviews because I think that is important. The state that had Columbine, our kids should be as safe as kids in any other state in the union.
Yeah. Well, I think that this is the best time we've ever had. Right now, I think most of the gun grabbers are sort of sitting back because of what happened in Alexandria and maybe now the Bronx Hospital, where everything was on the up and up and these guys just snapped. So we'll be pressing. We'll do this again.
Absolutely.
Soon. I'll be putting
Thank
up the links.
So
everybody find the links in the show notes for the podcast. This will be hour number 3. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thanks so much.
All right. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Please remember this. It's never been about gun control, ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.